Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Today, a quick rant of truth that just pulls together things I'd spoken of previously in the case study of Renvoke. All right, so you can go look where I've done deep dives on the idea that nanoparticles, metals and others, we're not talking nanorobots, just relax, some metals engineered to an unnaturally small size are both parts of adjuvants in, quote, vaccines, regular vaccines, and likely the mRNA vaccines, quote, vaccines that are a totally different mechanism, are really telling your body, hijacking your body's protein, creating function, and, making it build different proteins than it's used to, so your body can react to that. That quote vaccine that we've now labeled a vaccine, even though it's a totally different function, that uses nanoparticles most likely. Go listen to some of the things I've spoken of on that. And then regular drugs do too. And so one of the effects of nanoparticles, among many, because it's too unnaturally small, is that your body is not used to metals or any types of materials that small. And if it's graphene, it can be literally a molecule thick, 50 molecules wide, 200 molecules long, and basically a nanoparticle razor blade that can wreak havoc inside your body. But one of the side effects that is proven and admitted as we talk about nanoparticles as drug carriers, allowing a drug to get to places it would not otherwise get, including the blood-brain barrier, which seems like a really stupid idea, but whatever, sales leads, you know, and so the entirety of the science does not matter. So one of the side effects is autoimmune diseases. And so we really do have a classic Pfizer circle of hell situation, where the side effects of one thing causes the thing to be addressed by another drug, and then that drug has side effects, and another drug can address those side effects. Except in this case, Renvoke is an AbbVie product. Now, be certain that Pfizer also has similar products, but one of the main side effects of nanoparticles as drug carriers, or as, quote, adjuvants, or unadmitted adjuvants in vaccines, in that it's really the drug carrier that is holding the fragile mRNA, is autoimmune diseases. Literally, it is. Now, where has autoimmune gone up? This makes total sense. I've said this before. It's autoimmune because it's so small, it can tie with some natural, some organic stuff in your body. This is literally one of the mechanisms. It is so small, it gets binded with naturally occurring organic aspects in your body. And then your body sees partially foreign material, but then mixed with organic material. And it gets confused and calls the whole thing a threat. And then you have the body attacking itself. This is very simple as to the mechanism, at least one of the mechanisms. So we know, and it's admitted, that nanoparticle drug carriers and nanoparticles in general, and those drugs that use nanoparticles as drug carriers, cause autoimmune disease. And one autoimmune disease is Renvoke. Now, I want you to think, now young people you don't know, young people who've taken, you know, antidepressant drugs or drugs as a matter of course in high school because they were prescribed to them because you were a little bit rambunctious. You don't know. Okay, people didn't used to have all these skin disorders. It was rare. It wasn't common. It wasn't close to common. It was highly rare, the really bad skin disorders. This has gone up because of the Pfizer circle of hell. And so Renvoke is an example. There are others. And now the marketing and everything else is like, you're having a great time. Yes, you are. Even though your skin sucks. And, you know, Ned from whatever, the one commercial, Ned has plaque psoriasis, which is another skin disorder. So First, that this is literally a Pfizer circle of hell situation that I've already connected dots with. And then also let me just pull up the article, one of the articles about Rinvoq. And the first article just discusses what type of an inhibitor it is. And so I've told you before, there aren't what drugs do because they're addressing symptoms and not an underlying cause. The underlying cause is you're putting massive pollutants into your body that your body is having a hard time dealing with, thus autoimmune. Your skin, I mean, you know how screwed up your body has to be for the skin, for it to be a chronic thing, if it's not caused from literally an external situation. Your body's environment is so bad, it's not like you just got stung by a bee, or you just got poison ivy, that your skin is entirely screwed up. That's a pretty bad situation. So we have all of these commercials about people having bad skin as a matter of course, and we talk about drugs merely being inhibitors. They don't help the real cause. They just inhibit the symptoms. And, is it SSRIs? There's all these things that end with I, or the quick phrase is inhibitor. All these things are making your body not react properly. But because it doesn't react properly, they can then point to symptoms and act as though the symptom is the cause. And so depression medications literally make your brain work worse. They literally inhibit the function of your brain. There's the serotonin ones as well. And so this one as well, Rinvoq is a, hold on just a second, a Janus kinase inhibitor. So there you go, another inhibitor. Now, let's look at some of the side effects of it and see if we can piece together in real time what some of the side effects are. Side effects, let's see. Allergic reaction, hives, difficulty breathing, swelling of your face, lips, tongue, or throat. Now, if you were being fed properly and given truly stuff that helps your body build back better, are you getting hives and swelling of your face, lips, tongues, and throat? Would it be that your certain white blood cells can grow out of control? What's really happening in all of these side effect cases is that they look at, if they inhibit, they say, hey, this is related to, if we inhibit this, we won't get this symptom. And then they go, well, but you're inhibiting something that's a natural function of the body, a basic and fundamental function of the body. What else will that do? And it causes incredible problems that you're supposed to just ignore. Now listen to that. Certain white blood cells to grow out of control. Vomiting, diarrhea, weight loss, a new skin lesion, or a mole that has changed in size and color. So you have skin problems. Your body doesn't deal with it properly because you've given some kind of inhibitor, and then your body has to deal with it in the less than ideal way that it's already having to deal with a very bad situation. Weakness on one side of your body, problems with speech or vision, changes in your mental state, blood in your urine, burning when you urinate, but things are getting clearer. And I can't see. Me. Fuck off already. Okay, so some people taking Rinvoq have developed heart attacks, strokes, or serious blood clots. Again, your body not dealing with these things properly. Also, I'll tell you this. If nanoparticles are the carrier, it's actually a smaller version of mRNA, potentially using the nanoparticle graphene nanoblade, razor blade, as a drug carrier. Because really, the mRNA, it's a drug, it's not a vaccine. And it is really, you can say it's not gene therapy because it doesn't help. But it is going and messing with the protein building structures in the cells. It is telling your protein structures to build certain things. And that's messing with RNA. And so when you have that, if you're using those things, they are tiny razor blades in your body. That's what they are. If they're using that or other some other artificially engineered tiny drug carriers that are metals too small for your body to deal with. These metals, such as a nanoblade, guess what? If you inject them wrong, they're in the bloodstream. They can go down the bloodstream, eventually causing tiny clots or blockages. And or they can scrape up the side of the arteries, which makes it more likely you're going to get arteriosclerosis. And or they, gosh forbid, turn into big clots or big blockages, which would be the heart attacks and the strokes. But least case, they turn into small clots, small blockages that have local effects like edemas or rather reddening faces. So it actually matches in line with some of the vaccine injuries because you are literally putting nanoblades into the body. Not all of these nanoparticle drug carriers are nanoblades, but some of them are. And regardless, they're unnaturally small pieces of metal, often metal, that don't easily escape the body, that the body can't deal with because it's not the size it's used to dealing with. It's not the size it's literally made over millions of years to deal with because it's not natural. Let's see, what are some signs of a stroke? Just like I said, signs of a blood clot in the lung, just like I said. Signs of a blood clot deep in the body, including pain, swelling, or warmth in one leg. That is probably, I don't know what Rinvoq does as its active function, but that is probably a drug carrier problem. Let's see what they say for warnings, because this is just, let's see where warnings is, I suppose. May increase your risk of life-threatening medical problems, including serious infections, a hole or tear in your digestive tract, a heart attack or stroke, blood clots or cancer. So yeah, I'll finish that as a quick rant of truth, just in that it's another case study where if you see it enough times, you go, yeah, I guess that does make sense. That is right. He'd mentioned it before, but it didn't really sink in for me. The nanoparticles as drug carriers are the least elegant solution an intelligent pharmaceutical industry could make, but they don't care. Their concept is that instead of you're feeding your body in a way that it has the materials that are needed for the area that needs to be healed to deal with it, they don't feed the body. They go and inhibit the body. And in order for these things to go to certain places, as opposed to just being general supplementation for your body in the right way. So let's say, for instance, we knew that for a certain part of the body, we needed more of this material. It's just the way your body works. Treatment would be that we have to supplement with the material or the thing that helps the body create the material for that area of the body that deals with this. Instead, drugs are all inhibitors with nanoparticles thrown in that have massive side effects, so they can just say that the symptom itself went down. It's as though if I said that literally, this is really what it is, it's very similar to this, that if I said, man, I've got massive pain, and then they just gave me a numbing shot. Is the numbing shot the cure for whatever I have that is giving my massive pain? You wouldn't say that. You'd say, okay, you're giving a massive numbing shot that this still has to be dealt with, right? But that's not what they say. They say, and in fact, if we can get you on this forever, Rinvoq or whatever it might be for Ned's plaque psoriasis, poor man's Aaron Rodgers, then that's what we're going to do. It's absolutely and utterly backwards and is harming and maiming people to the tunes of tens to hundreds of thousands and in total tens and hundreds of millions, but yet over in their tally, in their budget, in the black ink, not the red, to their tune of hundreds of billions of dollars. Okay, guys, I had actually started, and I'm going to give you a hint of this. Go look up Michael Rivero's All Wars Are Banker Wars. Now, that's a phrase that those of us in the know are aware of. I started that. It's only like a 30-minute absolutely fly-through of history that makes a great argument. And then I just kind of didn't finish. That was going to be another scale of the truth I might put up. But in the meantime, go ahead and listen to that yourself. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley.